Hey there, what's going on? It's Dr. Mike T. Nelson here. Just wanted to record a short note before the podcast here. The podcast here, the tip you're going to listen to, was actually recorded before I left for Australia, and the internet's been a little bit slow, and we've been traveling around, so haven't been able to get it up until now. So I'm actually recording this note in some weird sort of time warp way from a coffee shop in Australia. So check out this tip coming up. Talk to you soon. Hey, what's going on? It's Dr. Mike T. Nelson here with not another fitness podcast for fitness geeks only. And today you probably have already noticed that there is not any daily podcast recordings. So what we're doing is that is going to be season one. And have no fear, I have a tip coming up today for you. And as a bridge to season two, which the daily ones will start again in probably a few months, I will have interviews and a couple tips here and there also for you. So we'll still have stuff coming out, just not quite as frequently and a little bit different format. But the daily format with all the uber nerdy detail stuff will continue again. And that will be the start of season two. So thank you very much for everybody that emailed, all the comments, the wonderful reviews on iTunes and everything else. I really do appreciate all the feedback. That was super helpful. And my goal is to make these useful for you. And as you can probably tell from the first, we're over like 50 already. It does take a fair amount of time to do the research on it and come up with the ideas and everything else, which I'm more than happy to do. Just need to prioritize some other projects and things that I have going on. And of course, if you missed some of the episodes on the dailies, you can go back and listen to them now. So right now I'm actually recording this one from a hotel just outside of LAX, Los Angeles. So we are on our way to Australia, to Brisbane. So we're getting on a flight tonight and enter some sort of weird time warp where we leave tonight on Wednesday night and we get there at 5 in the morning on Friday. It's about a 14-hour flight, so I'm not really looking forward to that, but I keep telling myself it's a good time to read a bunch of research and hang out, relax, maybe get a bunch of work done. Hopefully I can sleep on the plane, but we'll see. So the tip for today, which is related to sleep, is what do you do with a training session in the gym when you're operating on less sleep than what you probably need? Now, of course, everybody's going to say, well, just get more sleep. But I know that life happens and people are busy and you've got kids and responsibilities. Or maybe you're like me, you get on weird flights to fly halfway around the world. And things just happen. Life happens. So my first thing when I write programs for people is I tend to use a Monday, Wednesday, Friday split of that's the main weight training. Tuesday, Thursday, maybe Saturday is more aerobic-based training. So if they can flip-flop days, I find that works well. So if they're feeling a little bit sleep-deprived on Wednesday, they know Thursday is an easier aerobic day, just flip the 2 days. So they'll do the aerobic day first, and then the weight training after they can get a little bit more sleep. The lower intensity aerobic stuff I find is not as impacted by sleep because you're not really pushing for performance on that. However, if you have to do the weight training day, in the past I've just kind of suffered through it and just did the best that I can. But over the years I found a tip that helps quite a bit. And the tip is to program or pull out your rest periods between sets. So what I found, and there is some research to support this too, that when you have less sleep, it's primarily the aerobic system
that gets more challenged by that than the anaerobic system. Now, again, we're talking here about just an acute night of not getting a lot of sleep. We're not talking about a long-term effect, right? And this makes sense, right? Most people will say that they've hit some pretty big PRs on very little to sometimes even no sleep, right? If you watch some power lifters and other people who have to make weight, they spend a lot of time trying to dehydrate and do crazy stuff the night before. Generally, their sleep is pretty atrocious, and if they can get their weight back up and rehydrate in a safe and effective manner, performance the next day acutely can be quite good and even hit PRs. Now, of course, the first thing is that that is an acute performance, and that is one night of low sleep. We're not talking about chronically being low on sleep. So if you have a night where you're not getting as much sleep, and let's say your rest periods between sets were around 2 minutes, I would then consider taking 3 or maybe even 4 minutes between each set. And you don't need to get crazy and time this, although I have done that on myself just to see what's going on. The biggest thing is to watch the number of reps that you are able to perform. So if you're doing, let's say I did this the other day, dumbbell flat bench press, 75-pound dumbbells, I was getting around 7 or 8 reps. And if I really compressed my rest periods, they would drop off to around 4 or 5. And I pulled my rest periods back out and they came back up to 7 or 8. So my bias is to try to create the highest quality of work over time, especially if your goal is more strength, but I'd argue even for hypertrophy, that's beneficial. This way you have a longer rest period. As we talked about, the aerobic system is the one that tends to take the hit. When you are resting, it is the aerobic system that is working primarily to get ATP, cellular energy, the currency, back up to adequate levels. If that system is being a little bit slow and pokey, you can help it by just giving it more time. And like I said, the easiest way to watch this is by looking at the number of reps that you're doing. So if you find that your reps are just dropping off really fast, then I would pull out your rest period. Now, the downside is that this will potentially take you longer, or you'll have to spend more time on kind of your primary lifts first. But I would rather do that and sacrifice some time to try to keep the quality as high as possible. And if we look at even just volume for hypertrophy, if you're able to do more sets and do more reps, in this case, we're talking primarily about reps, then you are able to do more high quality volume, which is a big stimulus for hypertrophy, adding more muscle. So that's my tip for today. If you find yourself having less sleep than what you ideally would need, and it's kind of more of an acute thing for one night, you can flip-flop from a strength training day and maybe do a lighter aerobic day in its place. Now, again, on that aerobic day, it is very lower intensity most of the time. I don't find that that gets really impacted as much by less sleep. But if you really start pushing that aerobic area, especially doing some more maybe interval-based, or if you're doing a rower like a 2K, or you're doing even a 20-minute capacity row, something where you're really taxing that aerobic system, I find that sleep makes a massive difference for that. But just some easy, lower intensity, usually fasted aerobic training, it's such a lower spectrum intensity, I don't find that it's impacted nearly as much. So if you are not able to switch your days or you're running off of a different template, pull out your rest periods between one set and the next set. And you don't need to get neurotic about timing it. Just look at the quality of your reps. If your reps are starting to go down a little bit more aggressively than what they should, rest a little bit longer, right? So this can be a little bit more intuitive process. Again, as I said, you don't need to get neurotic with that. And this will keep the quality of the work done, or should be not done, but keep it high. and that will lead to better adaptations over time. So that's today's tip. Check it out and let me know what you think. And if you enjoyed this, we've got a lot more stuff going out primarily on the newsletter. You can just go to miketnelson.com, go to the top of that page, and there'll be a way to get onto the newsletter, and it's free. We'll also send you some cool stuff when you opt in. Just go to miketnelson.com. Of course, we have a bunch of articles and everything else there. So thank you very much. Talk to you soon.